Welcome to Time with Alpha, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 27, Monday, Day 231. Today's topic, how do you know you are not the senseless ones? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift, to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 94, verses 1 to 11, Job chapter 23, verse 1 to chapter 27, verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 to chapter 2, verse 11, Proverbs 22, verses 5 to 6. Now, please pause here and read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening today. The topic I received from Jesus is, how do you know you are not the senseless one? Today's four passages consist of valuable clues for us to follow so that we would not become senseless people, instead to become spirit-filled people. Number one, who are the senseless people? Senseless people are those wicked and fools as described in Psalm 94 verses 4 to 11. Those pour out arrogant words, full of boasting, crush and oppress God's people, slay and murder those who no one cares and protect. Think that there is no God because he does not see, does not know. Number two, how could we not to be one of those senseless people, but to become spirit-filled servants of God? Well, you can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. In order not to become senseless people, we need to be anointed by the Holy Spirit as a seal of ownership that we belong to God and that we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit as our character, and we can exercise the gift of the Holy Spirit to show that we have the deposit to guarantee our position as God's servant and not senseless people. Number three, how could Satan pull you away from being spirit-filled people to become senseless people? That's the test Job went through, as in Job chapter 23, verses 8 to 12. When suffering came and Job could not find God and could not see him, he could still follow God's steps and not turn away from God, and he trusted that after the test he would come forth as gold. That's how Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, that Satan always wants to outwit us and make us to become senseless people. We need to stand the test and be obedient in everything. Number four, what should we do so that we and our children would not become senseless people? You can see the difference as described in Proverbs 22, verses 5 to 6. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their lives stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The consequence of senseless people are their paths would be full of snares. And pitfalls, leading them to losing their lives. The fruit of spirit-filled people are full of life, and we need to start to teach our children when they are still very young so that they know the difference and would not become senseless people. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, fill us each day that we have the deposit guaranteeing that we are spirit-filled people and not senseless people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, after reading today's message, do you think you might be one of those senseless people? How can you be so sure that you are not? Number two, if you suddenly aware that you have already become one of those senseless people, how can you confess your sins and come back to Jesus as your Savior and Lord of life? Number three, what is your one step today to make sure you receive that deposit that you can demonstrate your seal of ownership that you belong to Jesus through the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you and that you can demonstrate the gift of the Holy Spirit in your daily life? Number four, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.